WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 8, 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station School Board is moving ahead with selling land after an unsuccessful buyer filed a lawsuit against the district.
The owner of the barracks, Heath Phillips, referred to taking legal action when he spoke to the board last night in what was a failed attempt to buy the vacant land next to his development.
I would just like to humbly ask for your forgiveness for the suit that that we filed against the ISD, and just also ask for your empathy as we're as we learn just how my hands were truly tied in this situation.
The board returned from a 60-minute executive session with no public discussion. President Valerie Yochan read a prepared statement defending their decision.
We have no doubt that we have dealt fairly and equitably with both bidders, and we categorically deny any allegation to the contrary.
The board approved a resolution upholding last month's vote to close by the end of this month the sale of their land to DWS Development, which had the higher bid for the July closing. The barracks offered more if the board would have waited until next March. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Sirens in downtown Bryan last night around 6 were due to a car fire at 26th and Texas. Bryan Fire Chief Randy McGregor says there were no injuries or deaths. Brazos County Commissioners have enacted a burn ban for unincorporated areas of the county. Also under burn bans are Grimes, Madison, Leon, Robertson, and Walker counties. A North Texas man arrested 8 years ago for sexually abusing a 15-year-old girl in Brazos County is just now headed to prison. 28-year-old John Henry Pelzer, who was placed on probation in 2012, 4 years after his arrest, admitted to 2 pages of violations. That included sexually assaulting and holding a Dallas area woman against her will last August. Pelzer was sentenced to 10 years for the Brazos County attack in 2008. That will be served at the same time he does 14 years for multiple crimes against the victim in Dallas. A Houston man arrested almost 6 years ago for stealing $18,000 of tires and wheels fitting semi-trailers is headed to prison. That's after a Brazos County District Court jury convicted 52-year-old Ray Washington, then sentenced him to 13 and a half years in prison. Washington was arrested in September 2010 after a Grimes County deputy sheriff stopped him for not having a license plate on the utility trailer he was pulling. The deputy learned not only the tires and wheels belonged to Bryan Freightliner, the trailer was stolen from Arkansas. The Bryan School District has all its building principals for next year. The school board Monday night promoted Becky Ryberg, who spent the last 6 years as an assistant principal at Milam Elementary, to take over as principal at Fannin. The board also spent more unexpected revenue generated by higher student attendance and more property tax money. Assistant Superintendent Amy Draw says $900,000 of $1.4 million is a transfer to take care of part of paying for staff training in August, the last month of this fiscal year.
Because of our calendar that we are adopting, where we're doing so much professional development at the front, there is a lot more days. We're going to pay out the money in the same way, but it's just a matter of what year it's reported.
The board is also consulting contracts for school improvement, support services, and staff development, where the district is saving $96,000 over last year's services in those areas. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 79 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook. Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your insurance, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Lewis with Rollo Insurance. I shop with all the best insurance companies, MetLife, Safeco, Progressive, Germania, Hartford, Allstate, and more. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best rates for insurance on your home, your car, your boat, an umbrella policy, life or health insurance. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Lewis, 979-220-3018.
It's 8:12. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest. You can shop at wiltons.com. Wilton's, you'll find furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here we go.
Partly to mostly sunny today with temperatures up between 95 and 100. The heat index is going to go above 100 today. It'll be clear tonight, lows near 75. High pressure will stretch from Texas to Georgia tomorrow. Lots of sun, a hot day. Highs around 100, the heat index above 100. Clear tomorrow night, lows near 75. Sunny and quite warm for Friday. Temperatures Friday afternoon around 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kelly Templin here, the city manager from College Station. We're just talking about newspapers we read on the weekend. Did you see David Copperfield's house that he bought in Las Vegas?
I did. Yeah. I confess I did.
I don't understand why he has a nightclub in his house. How does that work?
You know, my wife wanted a nightclub in our house, and I managed to talk her out of it, Scott.
Well, there's probably some sort of deed restriction that would keep you from being able to do that, so I would understand that. Thank you for coming in this morning, because your mayor's not around.
Oh, I'm glad to be here.
Well, let's talk, first of all, about that council. Every council's different, but kind of characterize the chemistry that you've had of this council that's going to be breaking up pretty soon.
I think, honestly, the chemistry is the best part of this council. And it's a lot of the subtleties that you notice. I noticed, you know, at most meetings they share a good laugh. They talk amongst themselves. When you're getting ready to go into executive session, they're chatting about this and that and another. So the greatest thing about this council is the fact that they get along. That's not to say they share the same opinion on every matter, but they respect each other, and you know, occasionally they'll get you know, very interested in a subject, get passionate about it, and what have you. But I've never seen them be disrespectful either to staff or to each other. So I certainly expect that to continue with the next council. But I will miss the chemistry of this council, and I notice those subtleties when they're up at the dais, and they laugh. All of them will start laughing. Mm-hmm. That's a very good sign.
Yeah, they all got into this thing, and I'm sure every one of them, there were days they felt like they didn't want to. Why did this council drive themselves to look at something that is unenforceable, like texting while driving?
Well, that's very interesting, Scott. There are a couple of members of the council that are very concerned about that. I, to tell you the truth, I don't know anybody that's not concerned about it. I do agree with you that the burden on the police to be able to enforce that is great. I don't think we're going to grab a phone out of somebody's hand and, you know, punch in their code and review their text. So I'm not sure exactly how that'll be enforced. I know that part of it is going to be very troubling to Chief McCollum and his folks. We do know that this comes up every now and then in the legislature. We suspect it will come up again in the next session. Not sure that the state will pass anything. We are one of four states in the nation that do not have a law on texting and driving. I can't tell you who the other three are, but I suspect the legislature will take it up. And I hate to pass something locally, put up $15,000 worth of signs at every, you know, one at every entrance into the city, and then have the legislature change the nature of that so that I have to either modify those signs or take them down altogether. So we have concerns about it, but the public safety is always central to those discussions.
But we start talking about how long does the average traffic stop take? I mean, again, how are you going to be there are going to be any number of situations where the officer has to make a judgment call.
Right.
You're thinking, boy, I could be doing something else for public safety other than this.
Well, I don't think they're going to look at, if something passes here, they're not going to look at it as, they're not going to pull people over for texting and driving. They're going to look at it almost certainly as a contributing factor in an accident or an issue. We've had pedestrians hit here where somebody was looking down and texting, you know, and they ran a jogger over. And that certainly, you know, factors into their investigation and what have you. That's when you're going to, you might subpoena the phone records and look at what has taken place. But as far as sitting on a street corner and looking at people as they motor by, whether they're looking down or looking up, it's almost impossible to prove what it is they're looking at. Is it, you know, is it their homework in their laps or the coffee they've just spilled? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the burden on the police officers would be great.
Yeah,
Kelly Templin, city manager of College Station, joining us. So this council is going to break up. There are going to be some new faces in different places. If there's somebody who's thinking about doing this, what kind of advice would you give them to, if they're going to take on this mantle of public service?
Well, we had our council 101, and we had a number of people show up at that. I think we talked to them very technically about some of the aspects of the office and their requirements, Open Meetings Act, those sorts of things. And thereafter, we just had a conversation about the amount of time that it takes. And it's not just attending a meeting every 2 weeks and the preparation it takes to read a 300-400-500-page packet to prepare for that. It's the after-hours meetings, whether they be social events or your assignments. If you're assigned, say, as a liaison to the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley or the Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Public Health Department, we have liaisons, council liaisons to all those departments. So the time burden is significant. We estimate at least 20 hours a week. The mayor, Mayor Barry, she spends at least that at City Hall. And not looking over my shoulder, not just meeting with student groups, meeting with homeowners associations, meeting with any number of groups that have requested an audience with her. She's happy to do it, but it's significant. It's practically a full-time job for the mayor.
A&M has decided that among the construction projects, they'll get pretty aggressive into residence housing, and that has changed things for the city of College Station. That in mind, what are you hearing from them? What are they going to be needing from the city in the next few years?
Well, you know, they're working on a campus plan, and we have had access to those discussions. So that's nice. Planning is sort of interesting. I think it was Eisenhower said, planning is everything, plans are nothing, because, you know, after the first shot, the plans go out the window. So mm-hmm. I think the university is wise to plan, but I think the circumstances on the ground will change as the pressures and come and change from the legislature and the needs of the students. But we need to have more conversations. You mentioned the large student housing project on Luther. I think if we could have planned better to improve, say, in that instance, Luther, to prepare for that, that would have been nice. But that's a good case study. Moving forward, if we have access to their planning discussions and what have you, we'd like to get ahead of some of those issues. And I have to tell you now, we probably have better access to not just the university and their planning and their discussions, but the system and the system agencies. We're engaged with them, meeting on a monthly basis now. So I think a lot of that, the discussion and planning loop has been closed. I don't think they foresee building, you know, another large housing project in the near future. All we ask is that if you're contemplating that, let's have a discussion so that we can talk about the infrastructure needs and, if at all possible, get ahead of those things. So they're certainly open to that, and the discussions are as good or better than I've ever seen them. So I'm very pleased with the discussions we're having and the access that they've given us.
You mentioned the legislature. What are you hearing over there that they might be doing that would impact cities beyond the texting possibility?
Well, it's very early, of course. You know, nothing's been submitted. We don't have any drafted bills or anything like that. But John Rainey and his staff reached out to us. They also reached out to Brian and the county. They met with the county judge, Keene Register, and his staff. They met with me. And they came to us and asked, what are you concerned about? What should we be looking for? And we talked about a number of things. We were very appreciative of John for setting that up and having that discussion. He, as he did in the last session, pledged a lot of access and discussion so that we could keep in touch with him. He's been very good about that. We know that in the Senate, on the Senate side, they're looking at appraisal caps. They're looking at limiting or foregoing involuntary annexation. And I think we need to have long discussions about that and what the impacts are going to be, not just for College Station, but cities and cities' ability to finance infrastructure long term. So without a bill being drafted, it's hard to dissect that and know what the impact's going to be. But those have come up several sessions in a row. We know, or we strongly suspect, they're coming back again. So we want to talk about those. And there will be others. We work very closely with TML. And they're
Texas
good,
Municipal League.
Pardon
so
me,
people
the
know,
Texas
sorry.
Municipal yeah. League, which is an excellent organization. And Scott, you know, I've worked in other states. TML surpasses all those other state organizations. So we're going to work very closely with them. They're good about alerting all of the cities about potential impacts. So Aubrey Nettles of my staff actually is monitoring a lot of that legislation and does an excellent job. So we'll stay on top of that.
Sure. What kind of consideration have you made as far as possibly dedicating more sales tax revenue to, well, obviously with Brian, a month since they had their problem with the water and the wind. So is there any consideration of taking more of that revenue and possibly using it for safety and infrastructure improvements?
Well, we're in the middle of budget season. You know, it's kind of interesting because everybody wants, you know, they ask me, you know, where are you going to vacation? Well, it's the summertime, which means it's budget season, so I don't vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sort of stuck to the desk. But sales tax revenue is up over last year, but only marginally. So we don't have some of that one-time money, some of that unanticipated revenue to be able to put towards some expenditures. We typically put that to one-time expenditures like parks improvements. But things are very tight. We do have a low tax rate. So we're trying to apportion that. You know, in the last Citizens Advisory Committee that the city had last year, they identified $120 million in transportation projects alone. And because of our indebtedness cap and what have you, we're only able to leverage $50 million toward that over the next 5 years. So that left us $70 million in identified projects that were unfunded. Well, as we grow, those projects, you know, that list continues to grow as mm-hmm. well. And I can tell you every penny is accounted for in the budget. So the council has the very difficult task of looking at that, understanding those needs. We had the community survey that went out and transportation, traffic, and the condition of our infrastructure, particularly our roads, you know, came up as very high on that list as citizen concerns. So council takes that very seriously. They had a very long discussion about that, and I think they're going to bring everything they can to bear on transportation projects. And beyond all that, we have to work on our sewer delivery and capacity. If we don't continue to stay ahead of that, you never want to reach the point where you're limiting building permits or something like that. So we're sort of in a dead sprint trying to keep ahead of that. We're experiencing growth like a number of other cities. We're looking at what it is they're doing. We're conferring with them and trying to find a really chart a path forward there. Growth is not a negative thing. It's a positive thing. I wasn't born and raised here. I'm growth. I understand that. And love this community. So I want to see that quality of life continue. And again, that's what we dedicate ourselves to every day. But council has some tough decisions to make in this budget. It's never easy, but they very clearly understand the needs, and public infrastructure is chief amongst them.
Kelly Templin joining us as the city manager from College Station. Both Brian and College Station are experiencing that growth. You're looking at your ETJs and what needs to be done. Transportation's important. Speak to the part that the cities may have played in the county now looking at changing what the options are for people who need to be developing roads outside your city limits.
Yeah, we're looking at infrastructure standards right now, and particularly pavement. Our ability to maintain our streets, our asphalt streets, are outstripping our ability to keep up with them. And so we're looking at what other communities are doing. I guess a couple of years ago, council identified a possible goal of moving toward a concrete standard or an increased pavement that is a deeper asphalt standard. So Donald Harmon, our director of public works, has been looking at that over the past year, I think, thereabouts. He's been meeting with the Home Builders Association and others to look at what the impacts would be, not just to the city and maintenance long term, but to the impacts of the home builder and what it would do to lot costs. Right now, we're sort of losing that battle of being able to adequately fund that pavement. We're losing ground, being able to keep up with that. Other cities that have gone to a higher standard, either for flexible pavement, which is asphalt, or concrete streets, are staying ahead of that. I always give the example of Elmar Lane in Seabrook, Texas, that was built in concrete in 1964, and we replaced it in 2012. So it certainly has a longer service life. Mm-hmm. Yes, you do pay more up front, but you're not having to fix that street in 5 years or 8 years. So again, we're trying to look at what it takes to amortize those costs. But
what has that point of view done as far as the county is concerned? Because the county seems to have broadened their options.
Well, they're having difficulty keeping up with that infrastructure as well, and that's not unusual. Counties are having to come to grips with that. So I think they're taking a long, hard look at that. because their maintenance costs are outstripping their abilities as well. So I think we're really all in it together. I think TxDOT, you know, the county, the cities, we're all looking at the same issues. Because as we grow, Texas is still the fastest growing state. Well, no, I take that back. I think, you know, North Dakota may still be up there as number one. But we're all dealing with those same issues. The amount of funding may be growing, but not at the pace that the infrastructure needs to be replaced and repaired. So it's a very, very difficult problem. The calculus, you know, you run the numbers again and again and again. And then, Scott, you talk about the trying to fund public safety versus trying to fund your infrastructure, and it's a difficult balance. We need more police officers, and you know, those ongoing costs count against being able to maintain our infrastructure.
You mentioned police. Policeman killed in Kansas City yesterday. Yes. Of course, Baton Rouge, Dallas. What can you tell us about meetings that you and your assistant Jeff Capps have possibly had with the police department? Where are we there?
Well, the I got to tell you, Scott, it's heartbreaking. You know, when everything went down in Dallas, I was up all night. I wasn't. It didn't affect College Station directly, but I was glued to the TV and the news. It was frustrating, you know, with the amount of news that was coming back and everything. But I had to wonder, I mean, how does a police officer saddle up and go to work the next day? What does their spouse say to them as they go out the door? I have worked closely with police officers in every jurisdiction I've worked with, and they're awfully good people. They are. They're awfully good people. My wife said to me, she said, "Good Lord, it's almost like being a Marine." And I said, "No, honey." I said, "Marines know when they're in combat. These guys don't. They never know day to day." So it's heartbreaking. It's frustrating. And if you knew the police officers, I think the way I do, you see how they are with their families, how they are with the public, and the care they give to the least of us. You would know how incredibly heartbreaking this is. They're just awfully good people.
Without any specificity, if you decide that you're going to change your response tactic as a police department, what process do you go through?
Well, nothing has changed, you know, on paper with regard to responses here. And I think you and I discussed this a little before we came on the air. I think really the changes in the thinking of the officers, you know, in their head as they get in that car. I mean, they're having to be doubly careful. They're having to look at things as they approach a scene. Nothing has changed in their dedication to their job or what have you, but you have to think nationwide. Police officers are wondering, is this a real call? Are you waiting for another unit to show up? A lot of jurisdictions are doubling up in cars, and you know, we're looking at doing that here at least during the night shift. It's a very tough profession, and you know, again, my heart goes out to them. I appreciate them every time I see them. I really do. They do a fantastic job. They're certainly underappreciated. But nothing has changed with regard to the dedication of the College Station Police Department. Part of me, you know, I'd love to get inside their heads and find out what they're thinking. I have no idea what their spouses are thinking. Mm-hmm. But it's a very troubling time. And folks, they're the difference between, we're law of nations. They're law and order. And again, when you see them in church and in the grocery store and at the Little League game, they're just like us. Yeah. They just put themselves out there day after day. And if you're not willing to do their job and don't appreciate them, then, you know, pick up a firearm and stand a post.
Yeah. Okay, how long have you been here?
Going on 3 years.
Okay, so what's harder about this job and what's easier now?
The job gets easier especially because I've been working with the same counsel the entire time. So you reach a point where you can finish each other's sentences to some degree, but the council's made it easy on me. I've worked closely with, I've had one mayor, Nancy Berry, and you know, the mayor's a phenomenal public servant. She doesn't make a dime to do the job. As a matter of fact, I think it cost her plenty to do the job because of the meetings she goes to, the expenditures she incurs. But the council's made it easy on me. They really have. It's because of our growth pressures and what have you. It's not necessarily an easy job, but dealing with the council's, you know, is not a tough part of the job. It's really not. So I appreciate I have to remember that although we don't always agree on subjects or they don't always necessarily, you know, follow my advice lockstep, they're doing this gratis. So I never doubt their motivation, and dealing with council, again, is the easiest part. Working with staff, you get used to your styles and everything like that, so that's, I think, gotten easier. The tough part is always, the toughest part of the job is the budget every year, but Jeff Kirsten and his staff make that easy on me, so I don't have any complaints. I really don't. The dynamic will change with the next council. I think the challenges will still be there, but if you've seen cities that aren't growing, you know that growth is certainly preferable to the alternative.
Without a doubt. Yes, sir. Thanks for the time this morning.
I enjoyed it, Scott.
Yep. That's Kelly Templin. He's the College Station City Manager. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Claudia Smith for her positive influence on this community. Claudia has operated Aguiland Carpet One with her husband Ron for over a decade. She served our community in many ways, most recently offering her time as a member of the Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Claudia for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory provides comfort and reassurance during a family's most difficult time while honoring the legacy of your loved one. That's why we're the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory in Bryan College Station. To learn more, visit CallawayJones.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. GE says it will partner with Huawei Technologies to develop smart machines designed to boost productivity, part of a drive to promote its industrial internet business in China. The industrial giant announced a partnership as it launched an $11 million digital space in Shanghai, where it plans to have developers work on new software applications to make machines more intelligent. Another warning about having backyard chickens and ducks. The CDC says more than 600 people in 45 states have caught salmonella from the animals. The infection hasn't killed anyone, but it's made 138 sick enough to be hospitalized. The art market isn't quite as hot as it was a few years ago. After the recession, collectors splurged on major works at eye-popping prices. Now art lovers are buying cheaper, overlooked pieces. Auction house Christie says it sold $3 billion in art during the first half of the year, down a third from the same period a year ago. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-513-0258. That's 1-800-513-0258. 1-800-513-0258. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
When every step you take hurts.
Oh, my aching feet.
It's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care in their new location, 3312 Longmire Drive in College Station, next to Liberty Dialysis. For more info, click BrazosValleyFootCare.com or call 776-6060.
With the Republican National Convention at fever pitch, Twitter's software robots are working equally hard, quite possibly trying to influence this election. Kim Commando with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Just a few years ago, Twitter revealed to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission that more than 23 million of its active users were actually non-human. Call them bots, bits of software code that respond and react on their own to news events. Bots can be quite diabolical, often interacting with real Twitter users, but never revealing that they aren't human. A well-respected magazine, The Atlantic, is openly asking if Twitter bots have already infiltrated this election, and voters should be asking why Twitter isn't required by law to tell users when a comment is posted by a bot. By the way, that number, 23 million, has surely grown larger for this election. Keep that in mind over the next few weeks as you read political posts on Twitter. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. How many emails do you get every day? I get a ton, and some of them could be very dangerous. Spam email has given way to something called phishing email, messages designed to look real but intended to infect your machine with ransomware. They are phishing for your information and your money. Ransomware encrypts all your files and makes you pay up to get them back. With Carbonite Data Protection, you can beat ransomware at their own game. Your files are safely backed up in the cloud, and you can access them on any computer or on your smartphone or tablet with a free Carbonite app. I've been a Carbonite customer for years, and that's how I know that it's the best cloud backup solution out there. I trust all my files with Carbonite, and so should you. Use my name, Kim, and save 30% off Carbonite Cloud Backup, plus 2 free bonus months when you buy a subscription. So hurry up. Head over to Carbonite.com before it's too late and use offer code Kim. That's Carbonite.com, offer code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:37, 79 degrees right now at the studio, so we'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A local developer filed a lawsuit against the College Station School Board in his latest attempt to acquire vacant land next to his student housing complex.
Heath Phillips of the Barracks was unsuccessful last night in getting the CSISD trustees to reverse their decision to sell land to a competitor.
Please understand that filing this suit against College Station School District that I've attended and supported since I was in the first grade is most definitely a solemn time in my life right now. It's the only solution that could generate me the opportunity to speak in front of you tonight and ask each of you to sincerely evaluate the ethical and legal background and implications of this situation.
Board members engaged in no public discussion after meeting behind closed doors for 60 minutes. In a prepared statement, Trustees President Valerie Yokin says the board categorically denies any allegations they were not fair and equitable with both bidders.
We believe that our actions are consistent with statutory requirements and observe the principles of transparency and fairness.
Trustees approved a resolution moving ahead with selling the land to DWS Development by the 29th. Board Vice President Jeff Harris, who's a member of the law firm employed by DWS, did not vote, but he participated in last night's executive session. Harris declined comment when asked about that.
You participated in the executive session.
I can't really comment on that because of the pending litigation.
DWS is paying $3.3 million for the land. The Barracks offer $2.5 million for the July closing and more than $4 million if the deal could be done next March. Phillips repeated that offer last night, which was again rejected by the board.
Barracks Expansion LLC would have this board ignore the fact that we have already awarded the contract. This board cannot ignore what it has already done.
The board selling the tract at Holloman and Deakin, so CSISD has the money to buy land at Holloman and Rock Prairie, which is in the development of single-family homes. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
All the Bryan School District buildings have principals for next year. That's after the school board Monday night filled the last vacancy with a promotion. The new principal at Fannin Elementary, Becky Ryberg, was an assistant at Milam the last 6 years. In other business, the board took about 30 minutes before voting to reduce spending for consultants by $96,000 next year. Associate Superintendent Barbara Ybarra says that's in part because fewer staff needs training related to school improvement and support services.
Previously, we would do an annual leadership blueprint training, which was for campus leadership and district leadership. But because we have relatively few numbers of those types of positions that change annually, initially everyone needed to be changed. But now that everyone is are trained, now that everyone's been trained, we're only training new people at those positions. So instead of doing it annually, we'll do it semi-annually.
The Bryan Board also approved spending $1.4 million in unexpected revenue from additional students and property taxes. 4 years ago, a North Texas man was given probation for sexually abusing a 15-year-old girl in Brazos County in 2008. 28-year-old John Henry Pelzer is back in the Brazos County Jail awaiting transport to a state prison. That's after another district judge sentenced Pelzer to 10 years for the attack that took place 8 years ago. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports that punishment will be served at the same time Pelzer does 14 years for holding a Dallas area woman captive for 2 days and sexually assaulting her last summer. A Brazos County District Court jury has convicted and sentenced a Houston man for stealing $18,000 of tires and wheels from the Bryan Freightliner store in September 2010. 52-year-old Ray Washington of Houston was sentenced to 3.5 years for jacking up 2 semis at the dealership and taking 20 mounted and 4 unmounted tires. According to the arrest report, Washington was transporting the merchandise in a trailer that was stolen in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Washington was arrested in Navasota by a Grimes County deputy sheriff who stopped him for not having a tag on the trailer. College Station Police is looking for a boyfriend accused of hitting his girlfriend with her car. This was just before noon Monday in the parking lot of the Sheridan Four Points Hotel on Texas between George Bush and Harvey. The victim told officers this followed an argument in the car. The woman was grazed by the contact with her car, but she did not require medical attention. And the Grimes County Sheriff's Office is reporting progress in the investigation of a missing man from last month. Captain Blake Jarvis tells sister station Navasota News 1550 human remains found in Bedi's are related to the disappearance of Jason Curie.
We do have suspects on this case. We're waiting on arrest warrants possible for those suspects. We also are waiting on the positively identification of James Curie, that the remains are actually him.
The human remains were sent to the University of North Texas to determine an identity. WTAW News time is 8:43. It's 79 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. I'll have more news for you today at noon, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
Good morning. It's 8:45. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder, Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com. Hot, okay? Hot. 98 or so. Heat index 105. Do that through Tuesday. Everything's good, right? It's Texas. The problem is, I don't know if it's better when we don't have the breezes, because when we have the heavy winds, it dries things out faster, but it also dries the sweat, which makes it a little more comfortable. Instead, if you're just sitting around sweltering,
Well, I'll tell you, the cloud cover yesterday made it kind of nice and cool.
Yeah,
for a little while.
Well, and again, I almost thought that maybe there might be some people somewhere who would really be getting some rain.
But, well, we got a text message. I think there was some very, very slight precipitation in North Bryan.
Well,
just for a little bit, though.
Yeah, we could have used a lot more.
I know.
Okay, so one of the lasting changes of the low-fat movement in this country is that many people switched from whole milk to low-fat milk or skim milk.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing goes for other dairy products like yogurt and cheese. Low-fat is better than whole in the minds of many. Howsomever, research has proven that that just is not the case. Scientists at Tufts University just published research that found people who consumed full-fat dairy products had as much as 46% lower risk of developing diabetes over the course of 15 years compared to those who drank skim milk and ate low-fat yogurt and low-fat cheeses. And if that's not enough to convince you, there's another study. This one, more than 18,000 middle-aged women, all part of the Women's Health Study, found that those who ate more high-fat dairy had an 8% lower chance of becoming obese over time compared to those who ate less.
Yeah, didn't they see that that Seinfeld episode?
Yes.
Where they go to eat the low-fat yogurt, and he's like, I gained 8 pounds!
Just like that. But mouthfeel has a lot to do with it.
Mm.
I mean, it really does. And I don't just drink milk, and it probably would be more noticeable there if you're using whole. Now, I don't know. I don't know that I'd go back to whole milk. That's pretty thick.
I feel like there's also a huge shift to almond milk and soy milk and coconut milk.
Okay.
Because people have this idea that, you know, dairy in general isn't necessarily good for you. And things like almond milk and soy milk are healthier.
Well, you know, I understand that, and it may well be, and I'm not a dietitian, and I don't play one on the radio,
yeah.
But our bodies are engines, and they do need different things. And we screw it up by doing things like putting artificial sweeteners in it, because those are chemicals, and that's not what your body was really trying to process. And again, I'm going to slam a Diet Coke every morning. I'm sorry, that's just the way it's going to be. But I understand that that situation is not necessarily the best. And you know, they're also saying that fats that you find in the Mediterranean diet are really healthy because that's part of the process that makes your body do what it does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think dairy has a part in there someplace, certainly from a calcium standpoint,
right.
Vitamin D standpoint. But go ahead.
Well, most, I think, nutritionists and dietitians or people in these health fads, their argument is that we're the only mammals that drink another mammal's milk.
It's, well, yeah. Understand.
Yep. And that's just kind of an interesting. Now, I grew up on milk. I loved whole milk growing up. And we our family did make the shift to 2% eventually.
Right.
I'm not the biggest milk drinker anymore, but.
But I use it like with cereal. And that's
yeah.
What I say.
Yep.
I don't just drink milk, but. I do like the idea of having like 1% or 2%. I
yeah.
think that makes sense, and it does give you a mouthfeel that's much better than the non-fat. But here they're saying that it may actually be better for you. All right, here's Tom Turbyville.
Wasn't long ago that we talked to LaShunda Mitchell and Terrence Mitchell of Grind for God Ministries, and here they are again. This time to tell you about one program that they're mighty proud of at Grind for God. It's called the Backpack Program. Here's LaShunda Mitchell.
On our last interview, we talked about how year-round we give back hygiene items to our families that are in need. We have 64 families, and I know, like, back to school time and Christmas time or like our seasonal programs where they also really need help in. So the families, all of those families, they're basically also in need of backpack and school supplies. So we just have the heart and ready to help them.
So here is how you help.
If a donor want to donate, they can stop by our office. We're downtown Bryan, 307 South Main Street, Suite 108. And they can either come by, they can give us a call, just pretty much contact us to make a donation. We're here Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
So more about these backpacks. What's in them? Well, that pretty much depends on the donor. Here's LaShunda.
It's whatever what the donor can be able to donate. Some you can just donate supplies, you can donate backpacks, or you can stuff it. It's totally up to that person. Whatever you can give will be a blessing.
So with your help, they get the backpacks. Then they distribute them.
On August the 13th, we're going to be having a backpack giveaway. The whole day, we'll have families coming in at different times. And this also gives the donor an opportunity to serve if they want to. You know, if they give a backpack with supply, we'll be like, okay, we're giving it to this particular kid name. Let's say if the kid name is Tina. This is going to be for Tina. And if you would like to come when Tina comes, then you can be here. You can give it to Tina. And we not only just give physically, meet their physical needs, but we also pray with the families when they come to uplift them. They may be going through something else. We can be able to make sure they get healing on that side too.
Yeah, sort of a one-stop shop for everything. Grind for God Ministries. Terrence and LaShunda Mitchell, they founded it. Here's Terrence to tell you more about that organization.
Grind for God Ministries is a ministry that God placed on my heart. But we started doing it in about 2012, right after we got married. And we started getting ready to, actually, we didn't start doing it until, we started just doing it a little bit before we got married, just a little bit. Then once we got married in 2014, we started going out and buying hygiene products to give to homeless people that we'd see. We would meet at the library, have pizza, do a Bible study there. And so it just really was about giving back to homeless and ministering to the young youth in the city. We've been right here at this office almost a year now, and we've just been able to, God's always continuing to provide. It hasn't been a person that walked through the door who hasn't left with what they needed spiritually and physically. And so we're just really thankful to a lot of the people in the community that come out to help, because that's what it takes to do anything is help. Grind for God Ministries is just here to serve anyone in need. I mean, anyone that's in need physically, who needs hygiene kit, a person who just got out of jail. We also serve prisoners. We serve prisoners when they just get out. We can direct them into places where they can try to find jobs. So basically, we're just here to help out in this community and serve God any way we can.
They got a website. Best way to get to it is just to Google them. Grind, the number 4, God Ministries. I'm Tom Turbeville. That's a Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
This is Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, bringing you the quarterly real estate marketing update. Average sales price, $224,128, up 6%. Average days on the market, 92, down from 102. Currently, we have 82 days inventory. Definitely a seller's market. Call us, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, for a free market analysis for your home. 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, the trusted source, creating exceptional experiences for all we sell.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Pete Laird with Harvey Wurstbangers. This month's specialty is our famous burger stuffed with Hatch green chilies and goat cheese. There are lots of different green chilies, but only those raised in the unique soil and climate of Hatch, New Mexico are absolutely the best. First, we roast them till the skin is black and blistered. Then we place them in a plastic bag so that the steam loosens the skin so it can be peeled away. Then we dice them up and fold them into smooth, creamy goat cheese. Goat cheese is different from cheese made from cow's milk. It has a more tart and salty flavor. And I think that's what brings such a wonderful intensity to the burger itself. We stuff that mixture in the middle of a hand-formed black Angus patty, then cook it to perfection. Served on a warm grilled sourdough bun with all the trimmings and a pile of fresh-cut fries, just try one and you'll understand why it's my personal favorite. And obviously, I've tried them all. There's still a few of you who are afraid to come in because you think you're going to be eating in a laundromat. You're just going to have to take a chance, and trust me on this one. Harvey Wurstbangers, we've been on the Texas bucket list. If we're not on your bucket list, maybe we should be.
American Leak Detection.
If you're seeing cracks in the walls, ceilings, or floors of your home, or if your pool seems to be losing water, before you let just anyone start digging or jackhammering around your home or pool, call the experts first at American Leak Detection. They've been servicing the Brazos Valley for over 18 years and are the leaders in non-invasive leak detection. Call 680-1094. That's 680-1094. Or click on AmericanLeakDetection.com.
American Leak Detection.
About 4 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW, here to help you out with things your mama should have taught you.
That's right.
Okay, just it, like etiquette. Okay, some things are traditional, like at the table, All things unrelated to food should be removed. That would include handbags, sunglasses, and...
telephones!
Yep. Number two, don't turn your glass upside down. Okay, if you're not having wine. just put your fingers on the rim and say no thanks. Okay, don't be okay. Turning it over.
Huh.
Shield your lemon. Okay.
Oh, yeah, don't want to squirt anyone
That's
in the
right.
eye.
Could do that. If you go to a real fancy place, sometimes they have them wrapped up in little linen things. And you can just squirt them. Don't have to worry about it. It also keeps the seeds out. Anyway, don't ask for leftovers at a business lunch. Excuse me, are you going to eat that? Always tell people when you put them on speakerphone. Yep. Whoever arrives first at the door opens it. Gender does not matter.
Oh.
Okay. Don't send an email that just says thanks, because then it's just clutter. So there. Stuff your mama should have taught you.
See, I always try to be a gentleman anyway and rush to the door
okay.
and open it that's, if I can.
Yep, as long as you're not knocking over kids to get to it, that's an all right thing.
Yeah. Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hardworking efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to provide reliable, affordable electricity has kept families, friends, and neighbors connected for generations. And thankfully, People Power is one energy source that you can always depend on. At Mid-South Synergy, we are your crew. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Attention, City of Bryan residents. The single stream recycling program you've been asking for is finally here. The program allows you to place your recyclables in one container for bi-weekly collection by Brazos Valley Recycling for only $9.95 per month or $5.95 per month when 50% of your street participates. No bags or sorting required. Visit BrazosValleyRecycling.com to get started.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, discover a bug you've never seen before and you're wondering, is that thing dangerous?
Yeah.
Check the website whatsthatbug.com for a matching photo. If you're still having trouble, you can email them a photo of your bug and they'll try to tell you what it is.
Well, by that time, it's too late.
I know. That's what I was thinking, too. By that time, it's either killed you.
Yeah.
Or it's flown or crawled away.
whatsthatbug.com, just so you got that.
They just
right?
They need to make an app so you can just take a picture
Ooh,
of it.
Yeah.
Brad, million-dollar idea.
Match it up. Just match it up. Match
I wish
up.
I was smart enough to do that.
Over the last 26 months, a Kansas City, Kansas woman has delivered three sets of twins.
Yes, wow. I saw this. And she's only 20 years old.
Oh, no. Whoa. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
No fertility treatment?
Nope. Fertility treatment.
Denisha Couch calls herself a freak of nature. What are the odds of having three sets of twins? Well, according to one report, one in 88,000.
Yeah.
That's a life changer.
They're all fraternal.
Wow.
So she releases two eggs, and that's just something that her body is capable of and does often.
And that's one in 88,000. That seems like better odds than I would think.
No, you're right. That's true. That is.
I read she goes through 35 diapers a day because she's got 1-year-olds and then these newborns.
Yeah. Okay. Man. All right. Well,
20. She's 20.
Yeah. I heard you say that. Okay. All right. On this day, she's 20.
Yeah.
Okay.